time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Hello, everybody. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here, the team of Nick and Nick, MSONewsSports.com. We're here every week, brought to you by Kelly Media. Fall season heating up, week 7 of football in the books, one more week to go. And the other teams are getting one more week of play in before tournament season. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, what's up? This is the last week. I think through by the end of the weekend, everyone's regular season will be finished.
I'm calling it now. We're getting a state champ out of the Merrimack Valley in some sport, boys or girls. I think that'd be an upset if we didn't, right?
Yeah, probably at this point, play football and soccer.
latest power rankings. Hockey. Yeah, latest power rankings. You could start with field hockey. I mean, Andover and Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. So Andover 2 at 16-1 and Chelmsford at 6 at 13-3.
Yeah. Acton Boxborough up there too. I know they're.
Yeah.
My annual trip to North Andover High School to watch Manchester Essex Watertown, it was usually Andover and Acton Boxborough next. And if it wasn't them, Chelmsford was the other team. If it wasn't both of them, it was one of them versus Chelmsford. So,
yeah. And Division One is looking super strong, you know, for field hockey. And then you move on to boys soccer. Central Catholic is at 16. They're the top Merrimack Valley team I have for boys soccer. And then you bounce around over to Division Two, Billerica Strong, 10-1-4 at number 9. I think that's anyone's tournament there. Sure, Oliver Ames and Hopkinton are 1-2 with only one loss between them. But hey, Billerica's Merrimack Valley toughened, as they say.
The old South Sectionals game. Pouring through these power rankings, especially at the higher divisions. I'm surprised to see a lot of these good North teams, you know, so far down. I think because we're used to in just about every other sport, the North is the deepest bracket, but maybe that's not the case in soccer.
No, not at all. And I'm poking around at, you know, Division Two girls soccer. Billerica's in there at number 16 at 13-1-2. You know, so I wonder why they get low credits for being, even though they're 13-1-2.
Yeah, MVC soccer must not be the MVC's game as looking through these rankings, because they are, packped in the top 10, at least in every other sport.
Yeah. And in football circles, Nick, we had a pretty significant victory for a coach now, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. A recent guest on the North Shore Sports Desk, Chuck Adamopoulos, number 200 with a win over Haverhill this week. The 200 wins is unbelievable. I mean, you get that far, you're obviously been doing something right for a long time. And it's quite clear that Central Catholic has been doing that.
Yeah, runner-up last year. He's had a Super Bowl or two under his belt, and he's been there forever. And that's what he'll probably tell you, is that, well, that's what happens when you stay around forever. You get a few wins. We talked, I think, off air, Nick, and we talked to him, and we came away from that interview. I was shocked, because you just have these presumptuous human beings, right? You're gonna go into an interview with this high level established coach. He's gonna be like straightforward, by the books, and he was just like a big soft teddy bear, I thought.
He was not your stereotypical football coach. Maybe that's why he's, you know, been able to last so long.
Yeah. And Chuck's team is on Saturday hosting Barnstable at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Lawrence at noon. So that game, that date and time was changed. But they're going to be playing on Saturday. They were going to be playing on Friday night, but it's moved to Saturday, it looks like, hosting Barnstable in a non-league matchup. Yeah. Yeah.
Tough finish drive up for whoever's making it.
Yeah. Barnstable's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. That's a tough drive
to Lawrence. So, heating up the valley. The non-football sports, Nick, it probably looks like field hockey is your best bet there. Yeah. Andover and Chelmsford, you know, with quite the chance to make some noise in the tournament. We had Chelmsford coach Susan D'Agostino on a couple weeks ago, so that was fun to hear from her. Really strong, consistent program she's built over there. after she moved over from Drakett. And let's just take a break because we have a lot to get into, including probably one of our best interviews in this new podcast world, right? Lawrence Boy soccer coach. He's going to come on. He's an immigrant from Guatemala. He played for Lawrence in like the 2010s. He was a standout performer for them. And he's just an honest, honest guy who talks about the challenges of, you know, being at that school with so many kids and so many moving parts. He's lost like two players to other schools middle of the season.
Yeah.
two good players. And he's had to deal with, you know, conflicting styles from, he said his team is 80%. He'll tell us in the interview. I don't want to give too much of it away, but his team is 80% from, you know, immigrants. And guess what that comes with? Different soccer styles, different philosophies.
Yep.
I think he told us Spain, you know, is more like ball control, pass, pass, pass. And some of the other countries are more like lofted up, go for broke. So, hey, he had a big task on his hand, Nick, and we're going to find out. They have a big week coming up. He says it's going to be their first opportunity to get into the tournament if they get 3 points this week. We won't know that until, you know, the time after this recording, but
yeah,
let's go Lancers, right? Let's get into the dance, see what happens.
Exactly.
We're going to hear from Lawrence Boy soccer coach after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, the home of fall savings with another great tire sale. Buy 3 Yokohama tires, get the 4th one absolutely free. See SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Lawrence High boy soccer coach Edgar Escalante. What's going on, Edgar?
No, nothing much. He's glad to be here. I'm super excited to be here with you guys, and whatever I can help with, whatever question you have, I'm more than happy to help out.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. You know, building up this Lawrence program to be super competitive. I mean, this year, right around the 500 mark now, and little on the outskirts of the tournament, but if you finish 500, you get in. So let's take it, you know, this recording's on Sunday night of this week. Where are you now? What's the record? And like how many matches left approximately?
So right now we are 5-5-3. We have 3 games scheduled left, so we're hoping that we can have some positive outcome in the next few games. We've been battled a lot of things, a lot of hiccups through the season, so we're trying to stay strong, we're trying to stay positive, but, you know, sometimes in my area, there's a lot of things out of my hands that, you know, I can't control everything. You know, there's a lot of hiccups here, so it's not like every other program in the area, you know. I wish I can say, you know, everything is perfect, but it's not. Every day is different.
Absolutely. Hear that. Edgar, who you guys have coming up on the schedule this week? And I know you guys need 3 points in those final 3 games. What are the challenges, you know, facing you guys ahead?
So right now, tomorrow, we actually have a game tomorrow against Methuen at 6 p.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we play in North Andover at their field. And then we close Biurica at their field on Thursday night. So we have 3 big matches this week. So it's not like it's not going to be a walk in the park at all. All 3 games for us are going to be a final. So we're staying positive, and, you know, we're going to go out like every other game. We're going to go out. We're going to give our best and trying to stay positive.
Yeah. How did those matchups? Now, is this a second time playing each of those 3 teams this season, or is the first time playing some of them?
Methuen is, it will be the second game. They're in our group, same as Biurica. North Andover, they're not in our group, so it will be the first matchup that we will be playing them. So Biurica, it's a really strong team. They are on the field. They just lost last week, so I believe their record is 8-1-4, I believe. Mm. And on the first match, we tied them 1-1. Really close game all the way to the last second. Both teams battling, so it will be a good matchup.
Absolutely. Edgar, take us, you know, out on the field. I mean, when you guys are out playing your best, what are you guys doing?
When I have everybody, we try to play. We try to keep possession on. But, you know, this season, I'm going to go back to the start of the season. We started the season 2-2 wins and a tie. Right on that tie, I got the best news. My best center midfielder was moving to California on the 3rd match of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Started midfielder right off the bat, moving off to California. So my my starting defender got injured. So he was off for about 4 games. So that's when we have some hiccups. 4 games that we couldn't, well, 3 games that we lost back to back to back. And then trying new players, trying new defenders. And then we got it back somewhat fixed. And, you know, we got back again into our winning. And now that's where we stand now. On Tuesday night, I hear that my goal scorer, my top scorer, just moved to Methuen High School. So that adds to the
bio. I've never heard of this. I mean, this is such
exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying. You know,
in the middle of the season. Here, wow.
You never know what's going to happen. I might walk in on Monday and then hear something new. So this is that beauty of coaching here in Lawrence High School. You never know what's going to happen every week.
Man.
So I just lost my top scorer. That he moved, their family moved to Methuen, so he can, you know, he has to drop from Lawrence and transfer to Methuen. Mm. So we're staying positive, you know. We still have chances, and, you know, the group knows. So we're trying to keep it positive, and we're trying to stay in a positive mindset, and, you know, give it all in the last 3 games. That's all we have.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time this airs, it'll be Thursday, and then you'll have that 1 more left. Hopefully you lock it up. You get a win and at least a tie, and then you get 3 points in those 2 games. You're in tournament. If not, maybe it comes down to tonight, this final game against Billerica Thursday. But tell us about, you know, when you took over, like how many years you've been in the program, and, you know, has this team been a tournament team consistently, or is it you're trying to get to the postseason for the first time in a little while? Like, how's that going?
So I took over in 2016. They offered me the job in 2015, but things didn't work out. I still had some work commitment, and I wasn't able to take it. So 2016, that's when I took over. We have never, ever been on a playoff on the postseason, ever.
Wow, okay. History. Oh my, this is a big week for the program.
And this is actually the first time in the school history that we have a positive record. We have never, ever had a positive record.
That's awesome.
The last time that I remember that we were close to getting into the postseason was 2008, my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. We were 1 point away from making it to the next round, to the postseason. And we were knocked out. We got a tie on the last game against Chelmsford, I believe. It was 4-4, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So, and then 2011 or 12, the boys were 2 points away. But other than that, has never happened. It has never been to us. My goal since I started, it wasn't mostly about making it to the playoffs. It was keeping the boys engaged in a program where they feel welcome. Most of my players are, you know, like myself, I'm new to this country, new to the language, trying to learn every single day how to speak the language. So my goal is, you know, to keep them engaged in a program where they can stay in a school. It doesn't always work. There's a lot of kids that drop out, kids that, you know, they have to work, their family can, they're not around to help them out. So they have to get a job and they're not able to stay in the program. But we do our best, you know, to keep them on the season. And the last 3 years, we've been extremely competitive. We've been going from, you know, getting a score 50, 40, you know, 35 goals to 20 max, and trying to keep, you know, our goals, you know, hanging in there. So it's a big process, and we've been able to, you know, transfer our losses to some wins and staying competitive. And it's not like before that they used to be, you know, oh, we got Lawrence for a win. No, now it's like, oh, we got Lawrence. We got to go out and compete and, you know, awesome. Battle for to get a win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Edgar, I mean, that's going to be tough to build that stability. How are you able to, you know, keep that, you know, culture in the program?
It's a give and go. That's what I always say. This program that I have here, it's super competitive. And the boys, like, for example, this year I'm running on 3-13 men roster. Mm-hmm. So on JV, we have about 22, but we keep it on 13. Whoever, you know, starting 11, if they finish the entire game, they don't come out at all. If I have to make one sub, that's how I make it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we compete against teams that they have almost two teams on the bench sometimes, and we only play 13, and sometimes the boys, they play entire game. They don't come off the field unless halftime or we call a timeout. Other than that, they stay on the entire game.
Yeah.
And the school-wise, we keep them, we give them a task that they have to keep the grades, A's, B's. If a kid or if a student has F or C, we take a day off and we all as a team go into the classroom and we help the kids that are falling behind or they have a grade, and we help them with any homework or any work they're missing to bring the grade up. It's a teamwork always.
Wow. That's actually showing that you truly care about academics. You know, some athletic programs be like, yeah, we want them to be good in school, but you're actually fostering that. You're actually moving them in the classroom, literally taking them off the soccer field and making sure they know how important education is. That's awesome. That's an awesome, awesome thing. Hey, so Edgar, I mean, going forward, this is a huge week, obviously, for the program and everything. How is the, you know, the kids love to play in front of, well, you know what? They might not even care anymore if there's fans, as long as they get a lot of likes on Twitter or something, right? Do they even care if there's fans in the stands anymore? But with that said, are the kids getting some support? You know, because it's tough with high school sports these days to get people to go to the games. Even football gets, you know, tough attendance sometimes. You know, are the student body going and showing these kids a little support during games?
No.
It's always quiet.
It's mostly, since I've been coaching for, you know, 6 years, I get a lot of returning players that they come to watch the games. because they know the work that we put in, and they see how much the boys have worked to be on the stage that they are. Many of the boys that I have on the team, they were freshmen. They started as a freshman on varsity, and now they end in their varsity year still on varsity, which is, you know, starting as a freshman, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Now I have five boys from 4 years ago that they were freshmen, and they're finishing strong this season. And the boys that were with them along the way, they're coming back and they're cheering on them because they know the work that they put as a freshman.
Yeah.
Edgar, talk about, you know, life in the MVC. I mean, real deep conference. You guys got a challenge every day from somebody who's a pretty good team.
Oof. Whoever plays on the MVC league, you have to have it, because every game it's a final. We all, you know, Draker, Haverhill, Methuen, North Andover, Chanceford, Lowell, strong and Central, strong soccer programs. And every single game it's a battle. Every single game it's going on the field, and you know everybody's gonna give their best on the field, and it's competitive. It's extremely competitive, and it's never an easy win.
Again, we're here with Edgar Escalante. He's a Lawrence boys soccer coach. Historic week for the boys, and hopefully when this airs Thursday, they still have a chance to get into a tournament, if not already qualified. So we'll see. But tell us, you had five wins coming into this week. What was the best win? What was that, or even a tie, or even a loss? What was that moment where you said, wow, this program has come a long way? I'm a former player. You know, we would never have been this competitive with this team. Was there that moment this year?
Yeah. We were playing Haverhill at Haverhill on the stadium, Trinity Stadium. Haverhill came out to win it. They wanted to get a win, and they came out so strong. We couldn't handle the pressure. We were all over the place. The players were out of position, so I had to call a timeout and get them back in their mindset. And we were able to get a goal by Brandon Cardona, and that just slowed them down. But it was amazing to see the boys just, you know, little talk, 30 seconds. Hey, guys, get in your mindset, get in your position, and stop running around. You know, get in your position. That was all. That's all it took. And the boys got back on the field, positions, got possession of the ball. And, you know, okay, it was still 1-0. They were still pressuring. And then we got lucky. You know, I got to say, we got lucky on a breakaway counterattack. We scored a 2-0. But it was competitive. And then we went to Methuen 1-0. Last second of the game, Methuen got a free kick. Ball hit the crossbar, hit my goalkeeper in the back. Somehow the ball didn't go in. Miracle. The ball bounced on the line. My goalkeeper turned around and grabbed it. Sometimes you got to be lucky. You got to be lucky, but the boys really hang in those two games and really put the pressure. And they show that, you know, it's a mental game. Sometimes a mental game, and the program really has turned around, and they're able to stay mental through the whole game.
Yeah. So those two wins were really like significant wins for the program. You know, had it been a long time since you beat Haverhill and Methuen or anything like that? Or
in the past 4 years, it'd been back and forth. It'd be one them, one us, one them, right. One us, two them, maybe, you know, a tie. So it'd been competitive both sides. So it's always a good matchup against Haverhill and Methuen now.
Yeah. Is there a team you haven't beat yet as a coach or a player?
Andover.
Andover itself. Okay. Yeah. What happened this year against Andover? Did you face them?
We lost 4-1.
Okay.
Yeah. Their striker, it's amazing.
They're just the top of cream of the crop in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah. They're actually third place on their division, believe it or not. And they were, to me, they were the best team after Biurica. They were the best team we have played.
Yeah. I actually have them at number 17 in the rankings there. 7-4-5. Yeah,
that's surprising to me. That's like the one sport where the rankings don't seem to be kind to the Merrimack Valley Conference. I feel like every other sport, they're all way up there.
Yeah, Central Catholic's the top at number 8,
Okay.
And then you've got Chelmsford at number 12 at 10-3-2. And then you go to Andover at 17-7-4-5. And then Lowell. I mean, first of all, think of how many teams I'm rattling off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm already on the fourth MVC team. That's 23 and then, Lowell.
And then next season they're switching the rankings because in Division Two, we have Biarica and Tewksbury. And they're on our division. I mean, they're on our group, but they're playing. They're in Division Two on the state ranking. So next year, they're putting them on Division One, so that way we don't drop points against, you know, for playing them.
When you play them,
and Biarica, I believe it's number 7 on Division Two, and then Tewksbury number 14. So still, you know, they're in the top 32. A strong division. Both of those teams are really strong. Great story about Central. One of their players, I coached, I'm a director for Merrimack Valley Soccer Club. One of my players from the team actually is a freshman in Central. And he scored against me. on our game. And that kid, you know, was supposed to be in Lawrence, but
oh, you lose the kids, right? Yeah, some of them go to Central.
He went to Central. Amazing midfielder. Great, great human being. Kid is talent. His talent is just unbelievable. But, you know, he got a chance to go to Central. He's getting, you know, a scholarship for education. And, you know, it's amazing. And he's a great human being. Another player can play for me because he's an Academy of Revolution.
Oh, okay. So he's from Lawrence and he's in that academy with the Revolution where you can't do both. You can't do. No. So you lost two great players. No, excuse me. You lost those two. You lost two or three more from that you mentioned earlier in the interview through moving to California, moving to Methuen, injuries. And despite that, still 5-5-3 with a chance going into the final week to make this postseason. That's something else. I wanted to ask you about just a couple, you know, you have current captains right now, that you can mention and mention them and what they bring to the team.
So the first captain is a senior. His name is David Charco. He was born in Ecuador. I met him, way back. He was about 10, 11. I hear about a kid in Lawrence. He's a lefty. So they call him Zurdo. In Spanish, lefty is zurdo. Oh. So they call him Zurdo since he was a kid. And they told me, hey, Edgar, during that time, I used to do the Lawrence youth soccer, beyond soccer. And they told me, hey, coach, there's a new kid in the Arlington Middle School. He is from Ecuador. He just got here. I think you should take a look at him. So great midfielder, great lefty. Comfortable with the ball, moving left and right. Ever since I put him to work, I try to help him as much as I could. When I got to the high school, as a freshman, he was on the varsity, but he was getting 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and he was getting frustrated. And I could see it, you know. And I told him, look, you gotta hang with the team, you know, you gotta put the work. During that time, my two midfielders were Jesus Guzman. He was from Spain. Amazing, talented kid. He's in UMass Lowell now. He didn't make the team, but an amazing human being, amazing player. My other captain was Brian Salguero. He's from Guatemala. Mm-hmm. So both of them really strong players. And, you know, he was the third option, the fourth option behind them. And I told them, look, you got to hang with them. You got to learn as much as you can. Pick their brains at practice. Absolutely. Go 100%, 110% against them. And he was putting the work every day, off season, during the season. And by now, he is my top one player. He's the engine of the team, the engine. He commands the team, moves the team left and right. He has played every single minute of the season, hasn't come out at all. Second midfielder is Brandon Cardona, another lefty. I don't have preference for lefties, but he's a lefty.
Yeah,
he's a
lefty. It's the way it works out.
So he is an amazing kid. Always a practice, always putting the work, always pressuring everybody. He is about 5'2", super skinny, but he moves like a snake. Mm. He moves under the defenders if he has to, but he's always shooting the ball. He already has, four goals this season. David has 3. Even their center midfielders, they put in the goals. They put in the work, the goals in the net. So,
yeah, Edgar, you know, tell us, your background is so fascinating, coming from Guatemala. What percentage of your team is similar to your situation? Came from a new country and now is in a public high school in the United States. Is there a lot of them, or is it not the norm?
On the varsity, I would say 80%. There's 80%. A few kids that were born here. I would say 2-3 kids that were born here. Anybody else was born outside the country.
Yeah. And they came from, big time soccer countries like yours. I mean,
yeah. So we got some from Guatemala, Ecuador, Honduras, El Salvador. We have from all over.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, where soccer was everything, soccer is like football to Americans, like the other football, Tom Brady football. It's fascinating to see that dynamic of these different countries, melting pot of athletes coming in. Is there a challenge with that, with styles of soccer? I mean, is the Guatemalans a style a little different than Ecuadorian or something like that? Do you see subtle differences, or are they pretty large differences?
The first time that I saw a difference was with Jesus Guzman, because he was coming from Spain. Their mentality was keep the ball. That was basically it. Keep the ball.
And the boys
here, it was, get the ball, just kick it. And that was a mentality of, let's get the ball, let's try to run it off the field. And now he came in and I had to turn the program around, because if I wanted to, put him to work, we had to keep the ball on the ground and possession. And it was a big time working with him and putting everybody else, guys, settle the ball, put it on the ground, and play it on the ground. This kicking the ball is not going to work anymore. It hasn't worked for 10 years. It hasn't worked for 20 years. Let's put the ball on the feet. Let's play the ball. And everybody else ever since have adapted to the way that we've been playing and keeping possession of the game and doing quick counterattacks. So on that side, since Jesus joined and left the team, it's been day and night. Jesus was the middle part.
Yeah.
Of, just throwing the ball and keeping possession of the ball. That was a breaking point, Jesus Guzman.
Yeah. Big difference. Guatemala in the World Cup this year?
No,
they didn't make it?
No.
That's too bad. Don't worry. My Italians didn't make it either.
That last 2 minutes.
After winning the Euro Cup, they didn't even make it. It's disappointing.
I had Italy as a favorite for the World Cup.
I know. But you have to qualify. That's the thing.
they had the best team in the qualifying round. And when they went to the repechaje, when they went to play the other match, I thought they want to walk in. I honestly thought Insigne, Donnarumma, they had a great team.
Yeah.
And then, this is the beauty of soccer. You got to play.
Yeah.
You can't say numbers. Yeah. No, you got to be in the match. You got to, it's a hard game. Whoever wants it more is the one that is going to win it.
Yeah. Well, Edgar Escalante, Lawrence High School boys soccer coach, wish you the best of luck this week. Huge, huge week for the program. Historical week. And we're going to be watching you very closely. We're rooting for you. And we hope you get into the dance, as they call it, by this week. So good luck the last week.
Thank you very much, Dom. Thank you for having me with you guys. Nick, thank you very much. And it's a pleasure for me to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. We usually cut this off in about 10, 15 minutes, but you were so interesting of a character that we let it run. Thanks again, and good luck with the Lancers this week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right. Edgar Escalante in the books, finishing up after this with our Merrimack Valley Football Report.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Service is the home of fall savings with another great tire sale. Buy 3 Yokohama tires, get the 4th one absolutely free. Or buy 1 Yokohama tire, get the 2nd at 50% off. Fall's the perfect time to get your car ready for the weather ahead. Let our ASE certified technicians keep your car running right. From batteries to brakes, we'll improve your ride and fuel economy. Servicing hybrids and electric vehicles as well. 77 locations throughout New England, including our newest in Worcester and Sturbridge. Visit SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Don McCastro, Nick Kukuru here, team of Nick and Nick, finishing up your late October show. Let's get to it. Division One, let's look at the rankings. Central Catholic, solid once again, defending runner-ups. At number 3, if the playoffs were to start today, they'd be going to host Braintree. They do, when do they start the neutral round, Nick, of football?
I believe it's semis. So the first two rounds, 16 and 8, both a higher seed. And then they go neutral for the semis.
Yeah. So Central would get, if it all started today, they get Braintree. And if they win and things go as planned in the other bracket or the other matchups, they'd face St. John's Prep.
Look at these numbers, though, in this Division One race. Franklin's got a big lead for that number one spot. But then you got Springfield Central at 2, Central Catholic at 3, Zvarian at 4, Andover at 5. So 2
and 17.
All within 0.7 points of each other. So that could really shake up. Those four spots could really shake up this week, even with wins, depending on who you win, who you beat.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I wonder if there's a big, urge to get in. Does it matter one versus? So if you're in the semifinals, you're at neutral site anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're in the top four, I wonder if it matters. Do you not want a certain matchup in the semis? Does Zavarian not want to draw Franklin in the semifinals? Mm-hmm. Do they not want to draw Springfield Central? So, that's the big issue there. Home field doesn't matter in the semis, but it certainly does in the quarters in the round of 16 for sure. So
absolutely.
We shall see. So Andover, can't forget to mention our boys in Andover still undefeated.
Boy.
7-0. They had an easy win last week and they advanced to number 5, right ahead of St. John's Prep. So Andover would face what? Shrewsbury? 5 versus 13? No.
Yeah. Is that? Five 12. Versus 12.
12 Everett.
Versus Everett.
Andover Everett. Okay.
Good old school matchup.
Yeah. then Andover would face Severian. But like you said, things are going to happen this week between that 2-5.
Yeah, that's an interesting bracket.
Right? Yeah. Yep. And, you know, last week Andover had an easy one, 42-6 over Lowell. And let's look at the sched. We already mentioned Central Catholic hosting hosting Barnstable. So we're going to take you to Friday night where there's a lot of Merrimack Valley football matchups. And Andover has a pretty darn tough one. They're going to Tewksbury. Mm. Yeah. 7 o'clock. Lower division team, but still Tewksbury's solid as usual. And so, you know, I don't know if that will help them as much as the other teams. Should,
theoretically, you'd think, regardless of division, Tewksbury's a good team. But yep. You never know with them being in Division 4 with Andover Division 1.
Yep. Right along, Division 2, we are looking at Chelmsford. Chelmsford 6-1 at the moment. Only loss was the beginning of the season. They're on a 6-game winning streak, and their rating is 18.20, and that has them ahead of Reading, who's at 16-something, and behind Peabody at 19. Anyone else in there that is...
Does Westford Academy count?
Yeah, they're like our North Reading.
Yeah, exactly.
In this show, right on the outskirts for us. But
yeah, so they're 13, North Andover 14. Yep. And they're there's only 2 points, you know, point and a half separating them from 17. So they're in a spot where they might have to win this week.
Yeah, Chelmsford will go to Lawrence on Friday night. They will beat them, and that will make them at 7-1.
That won't help their ranking. That might keep them below. That might keep them below Peabody because Peabody is going to beat Salem this week, which should also not help their ranking much.
Yeah, not exactly great tune-ups for those going to the tournament. And then you've got North Andover and Methuen. So if North Andover pulls off that win, that's a big one for them. Where was Methuen? How come do we miss them?
Methuen's Division 1, right?
Yeah. Where do we? Let's see.
Methuen number 8.
We missed them. We totally missed them. Yep. Yeah. Wow, what an oversight. Methuen at number 8. That's because they're shaded in blue in the rankings. Methuen at number 8 at 5-2. Sorry, team Methuen over there. And this week, Nick, they, like we said, are hosting in North Andover. So they can do themselves a favor by you know beating that team.
Big time.
And last week, it was Methuen put up a half century in points, what you call a 56 burger over Lawrence, 56-24.
Oof.
Yep.
That's a lot of points.
So what do we got? Did we talk about three? Yeah.
Three. No, we're on three.
Yep. Bill Ricca, undefeated. Another Merrimack Valley team undefeated. We could have two regular season undefeated teams in the Merrimack Valley, Bill Ricca and Andover, if they find a way to win this week. And who was Bill Ricca playing this week? Haverhill. Probably going to win one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they should take that one for sure.
So 8-0, Bill Ricca. And that number 8-7 spot is solid for them right now. And, you know, they're only like, you know, if they're 16-point-something and the teams ahead of them are 17-point-something, that's not a huge mountain to climb, is it?
No, point and a half, one wouldn't think. But is a win over Haverhill going to help their opponent rating?
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, their average margin is already pretty high at 12.1. 14 is as high as you can get for your average margin. So I don't know how much that'll go up, but they'll probably get a 14 there, but the other one will probably go down. So I don't know what they'd be looking at.
Yeah. Milton at 1, Wakefield 2, Hanover 3, North Attleboro 4, Plymouth South, and Walpole ahead of Bill Ricca there. Now, Bill Ricca's right ahead of defending champs, Marblehead. Who's at 8, and that pretty much does it for Merrimack Valley. And that, do we have any 4s that we do with Tewksbury?
Tewksbury's in 4, yeah.
Yep, another solid footing for them, ranking 5.
Number 5, yep.
5-2, things started today. They'd be playing Northampton, right? 5-12 in the first round. And then they'd go to Bedford if all things go as planned after that win. But yeah, 5-2, Tewksbury, and you know, they're finishing up with a monumental challenge, undefeated Andover, who's, you know, beat Central this year. So they're hosting them, you know, 7 o'clock game.
I bet they give them a game.
Yeah. Yeah. and over Tewksbury. So they're 5-2. Not the worst thing in the world if they lose to them. So we'll see how that affects their rankings. That cover it? Because there's no like five. We have to
look at Shaw, Sheen, and five, right? They're right up near the top at 7-0. And then you got a lot of those Volk schools in the area. I don't think Greater Lawrence.
Is 14 at 1-6 Greater Lawrence Tech?
Somehow in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but.
7, looking around, don't see anyone in the mix for the top 16 for our area. And then 8. Wait, what am I looking at? Oh, I was looking at 7. I was looking at 6, sorry. 6, I didn't see any Merrimack Valley teams for our Division 6. Looking at 7, Tingsboro, a little on the outskirts, right?
Okay.
With a great bearish. Yeah, they're 13.
Next to Lowell.
Yep, they're 13. And then 8, we do have a big one in the Merrimack Valley, Low Catholic. Number one.
That's right. And Low Cat, yeah, outstanding team, having an outstanding season.
Yep.
I mean, 14 rating. There's not many teams left with a 14 rating. I think I know Low Catholic and Peabody are two of them.
Yep, and they're ahead of Hull and Manchester Essex. Hull also undefeated. Old Colony comes in at number 4 undefeated as well. And that'll do it. That'll do it for Mouse. North Shore. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Merrimack Valley Football Report is in the books. So you heard it here. I'm calling a Merrimack Valley State Champion, Nick. I'm not going to go on a limb and say it's going to be football.
Not say who it's going to be. Because I think you're leaning Andover field hockey as the favorite.
I mean, man. Yeah. So we shall see. But another week is in the books. Stay with us. Every Thursday next week will be football playoff preview talk. And we'll also have non-football sports matchup talk as well. Maybe even a couple games in the book by Tuesday. No, during our recording.
Games. Yeah, but I think we should. Teams want to know who they're playing as soon as possible. I think Sunday might be when they come out with those brackets.
Okay. We'll have to record another night, but Monday, because that's I got to pass with the candy man.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Know?
We'll figure it out. But all right, good. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the books. We have to leave for now, but keep listening here at msonewsports.com. Nick and Nick, see you next week.